Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Let's read our foundation scripture, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Luke chapter 18, verse 28 to 30. I'm going to stick to that until Easter. We ain't getting out of there. I was saying, "I hope a chili so I can't hear beer. I hope a chili so maybe here." That was my sitting. The amazing thing is that if anybody is careful, we be any da ho. On kungu to be mona any da ho. Now we are careful. No time to turn in name a year. Christian funny a very confused, haphazard. When you work with a Christian, then you will know they are subai. Telling you, when we are nice, we are sorry. You need subai. Yeah. And let me one massa dear delay. One of the women took from who Subano and you're ready. It's the truth. Mom Penocre, but me catch. I'm telling you, we employ a Christopher who is woman, you serious people. Fando do or Hemunchi, you're watching 85%. And no serious people. They fidget with the phones. It is the office where they use the Wi Fi to surf the internet. The job is suffering and slacking. And yet, I said, and they expect God's blessings. It doesn't work that way. Whatever you have others do unto you, do likewise unto them. So if you use the office for joke, you will employ other people, marry other people, and they will also use your life as a joke. It's a life principle. I'm telling you, it's a life principle. Let's take it for instance that I bring this young man here to take care of the property of the church, and he uses it and does it, handle it haphazardly and anyhow. What he is refusing to understand is that he is going to get married very soon. His wife will turn 10 times of what he is doing to the church of God. Yeah. I've seen it many times. I have seen it many, many, many times. To tell you, so beat me to turn the name year. So I never depend until this year. I'm telling you, the blessings are going to be automatic. You are not going to put in too much effort. I'm telling you, we'll be seasoned so they don't do much. Look at Joseph. The moment the season came, he came to interpret just one dream. Meanwhile, he had interpreted the dream of the butler and the baker in the prison, and he had nothing. He received nothing. Time so he has had a tear. But when the time comes, you will interpret just one simple dream and your entire life will change. Why? Because the season is due. The fact that you came to church doesn't mean it's going to happen. The vice president is a Muslim. On 31st night, he was in church. God is not obliged or committed to that cause. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I'm a child of God, not visitors of God, not people who visit the Lord occasionally to dump big offerings on us. A very serious thing. So you showing up does not qualify you to the inheritance of God. The fact that you show up, any people they show up, yeah, why wouldn't you be arguing? Huh? When my dream ni pariba ha so funu wa kunu wa community for when my dream ni onu ani wa fasia wa tedu ya ni atini to be when ni adria what they call the office talking the heart of God. You are not just going to show up because you know suffering I'm so kind of great and the preaching church and here come out. I think I like it. No. You come in here for the wrong reasons. Stick to Pentecost, stick to apostolic, you know, and all that kind of thing. Yeah, penipa, why am I serious for two things? Number one, Christ. One. Number two, down in heaven. Forget about any other thing. If a car no money, I dear tea in your canoe. Any public prayer, my dear, some room tea, and yet they have some material gain. And on swear, Hana de Mao, me baby Sakosa, Floyd Mayweather, Nisika, no Hana de Mao, Satan Sumesco, Winnie Mabisa Michael Jackson. One of the boys in Nako Illuminati, Maminka Nebro for no Monte. Michael Jackson introduced most of these guys in America today into Illuminatism. They gave him a particular time. 50 years, and go, Michael, at the end of the time, we're 50. What the end of the time, we're 50. We're through Nyakasia, Akuma Nyakasia, Ahrawa Nyakasia, Bibian, who are enlarged. They're beating me, expose you to any ailment. Akwa wo cocaine said ye na dwen aboda wo preche omo nte sa odawara tim kofona beti na kuma omo man 50 years it should be an engenyame man 85 wa turn 30 something na ma say time omo beti na kuma ekuno ebusu ya popo ntie fa akwa wo fire na make catch room omo nim amele me preach fa pay. Will beat me to turn a coin years one batch of transcend Brazil. Swan here that even Nantia, the who a pigeon, or any year. This year, if there is anybody who is serious enough, tell them to be serious, be vigilant, rend your hearts, fear God. If you want to make 2019 a very relevant, successful, and significant year, be serious, be vigilant, rend your heart, fear God. Last Sunday I told you, be prepared. Your preparation determined. The Bible said, and Jotham prepared his ways before the Lord his God. He made a quality preparation. You need to be prepared. You don't need to be haphazard. When I talk about preparation, it goes into planning. It goes into, you know, putting priorities and prioritizing your life. The fact that you saw somebody just driving in a Toyota Camry, now, I also need a Camry. You are confused. You are confused. You must have a definite plan. A definite plan. As a matter of fact, all the people who put up a projection together, or a business plan and all that, they have a short-term plan, they have a medium-term plan, and they have a long-term plan. By now, in your long-term plan, heaven must be on the number one agenda. Long-term. The people who died on the Temamoto with oil has spilled on the motorway. They didn't know. And so speeding at 140, 160, and suddenly you slip on oil and you apply your brakes. 140, 160. Unamuana di akwa da diem kim we di kobo we mu pum. Sa six people instantly died. They were ushered into 2019 with us. They also have my year of this, my year of that, my year of that. They have sown seeds. Seeds, they have sown it. They are also having big aspirations. I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. Your time is ticking despite your plans. Despite your plan. These guys who died this morning, they have bigger plans, possibly bigger than ours. The only difference is that they ran out of time. They have plans, but they didn't have time to execute the plan. They have been called into eternity. The question is that if it were you dying this morning, what will be your fate? Not faith. F-A-T-E. What will be your fate? So this, when we come to Bible study on Sunday, we have come to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. We sit down. You assume you are not. It is better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of feasting, because in the house of mourning, there is a reflective mind. Meaning what? I will have no time for concerning Kwasiasem. Meet I were you. Tell you. Yesterday, I was having a meeting with my mother, Christy Dotete, and she said to me, Kofi, this year, Whatever the resolution, my year of, for Solid Rock is our year of supernatural overflow. And I was, you know, telling my mother, and she was telling me that this year, before any significant thing can be achieved, certain things must go out of your life. Certain people, they have to go out of your life. Anti-progress, anti-whatever. Your joy is not your joy. I better have no friends than to have the wrong friends. I better have no friends than to have the wrong friends. You know, sometimes I ask people, you know, whom I live with, the people who live in our houses, I ask them, have you seen me going to visit my friend or a friend coming to visit me? They said, no. I said, stick to that rule. You want to last here, nobody visits you. You don't visit anybody. And that has been an excess baggage. If you want to achieve, you need to clear your mind of clutter. The things that are cluttering your mind and occupying your time. You don't have time, I'm telling you. There's no time for you and I. The time is limited. Psalm 39 verse 4 makes it clear. Mami unu minna kakra. Wasusu amami. Ewrade mami unu mewe ye. Eni minna kakra. Wasusu amami. Kenji brofunu kwa. Brofunu. So that the people listening to us on podcast will benefit. Let me hear. You know brofunu. What's it? Mami unu mewe ye. Eni minna kakra. Wasusu amami. Mami unu cha amame che. Amwe uwa no pay. Me. Young girl, 29, was a 28, was a whatever years. Young girl, she's dead. And then I'm telling them, Sammy Badam, you preach here. A bimute, my year, or more. I owe my name star, no near. I don't care about your jack. I don't care. Jenny, pet your pet, and found her. You know who is a man of God. We can have this year, you may handbands. This year, we will have stickers. But there is no life in that thing. Memau a year, menka say protection. It doesn't protect you. The sticker! It doesn't mean anything apart from the fact that it identifies you with Christ and this church. Finish. Asa we named you. Pacho Bowen Samuel Am no Kase. Tell you. We nim. You know, my mother, we know J as well be speaker, no mdi abo, no mdi be abo mkemu. It doesn't save people. Even where we get that revelation in Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse number 7, no, was it fachichire kenga homa minti? You know, tie it upon your house, stick it on the doors, and all that. No, wankase bejo. Because he didn't say we should tie, my year of breakthroughs. No, he said tie the word. The word. He didn't talk about Thai Alabaster International. No. Tie the word which I command you this day. Until we tie Matthew chapter 7 verse 6. We tie it on our hands. Do not give that which is holy to the dogs. So when I'm in will be a liar now their children. Hi, baby chick. It's Matthew 7 6. Don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Yeah! Don't cast your holy pearls to the swine. No me kuno. No mo over the line kwe chiri. Praise the name of the King of the Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse number 7. Can you remember? 6-7. Very quickly.
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Teach them. Teach them. Oh, it's not only in Matthew 28. Teach them diligently to your family, your children. Go.
And shall talk of them when thou sittest in
you
thy house.
Talk about it when you sit down.
And when thou walkest by the way.
When you walk by the way.
And when thou liest down.
When you lie down.
And when thou risest up.
When you rise up.
And thou shalt bind them for a sign.
Then you will bind it as a sign
upon like, thy hand.
Like, listen to him. As a band on your hand.
And they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes.
They will be like a medallion in between your eyes.
And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house.
You will stick it like a sticker on the door.
And on thy gates.
And on your gate.
And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be
full. Now, so what did be now? I'm a smart guy. I speak so well. I am very fast. I am faster than all the prophets in Ghana. You talking madness. God does not share his glory with any man. Very soon he will just cut you off. And you are history. Period. To Yenumanano. Uba. You didn't say write your year of supernatural acceleration. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now they are bopunano. This is what he is talking about. Yeah. He is talking about, you know, Deuteronomy 18:8. He is talking about, and thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. You will have to buy this. Yeah. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and obey his commandments. He wants you to stick this. Your children are growing up. They will see it. Daily. I'm telling you, daily. You will not tell your children, don't do it. They grew up with the fear of God. Therefore, in the face of sin, they will use that discretion. I'm telling you. Because if you teach or train up a child the way he should go, when he grows, he shall not depart from it. So we have a very important which we do not have to be joking with at all. This particular year, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, if you are not serious, forget about it. See, that's why the enemy is chasing people, destroying their destinies. We'll be on my atons and matons. A man of God came here, was telling me, the enemy is attacking me. I can't think straight. I said, stop the nonsense. Stop the nonsense! Jimmy said, okay, we ain't your mini part. My one training here, Juma. The enemy is attacking me. I'm going to empathize with him. No. A man of God is a man of God. You are God's representative. Behave like that. Huh? God's representative in a castle said, will be a wound in the left and right. Huh? Don't talk like that. You are a man of God. You represent God. His Excellency the President, if he sends a mercenaries or a mission, Ghana's High Commission to America, they don't go and talk like, stop the nonsense. Pray! You speak like a president. A president is talking. Do this, do that, do that. President don't imply, they don't suggest, they command, they instruct. Pray! You know, the devil is attacking me. Who is the devil not attacking? Let's be real. Who is the devil not attacking? But resist him. Resist him. And he shall flee from you. I'm telling you. Resist the devil. Everybody say resist. Resist the devil, and he shall. We look in Kahomami, Jim 4:7. Resist. Are you a resistance? Who come here? Be not resistance. Or why you cannot go? Resist the devil. You don't come here pity partying yourself, and you know. And a mommy be by all kind of self. He pay and a woman deliverance man. He told her no, I don't cry my. He told her no, I don't know. Answer, mama. Pharaoh, papa, then man one trout. Please. Pharaoh, then man one trout. Umi ma, me size, no. The moment fear is in somebody's heart, faith is not applicable. It's in your work again now. Me bomb buyers and grab any edge. The reason is because on you need a you only free woman, and the only way to do that is resist. Everybody say that word, resist. Period. Be serious. You want everything to be done for you. Do you think that is the way life works? You think that God is going to be handing over things on silver platter to you? You are going to roll your sleeves and get to work. Most of the breakthrough you are imagining, you will have to fight for it. Most of the things that you desire, you need to take it by force. It's not going to come cheap because you come to church. The fact that you come to church and say, Nami will give you everything easy, it's a lie. Be our name. Things don't come easy. If you was to bone your hand a pencil, if you see there was a hint, you know, your young word, you ma any bread. So now, when you are bread, no, or fun or a brane, ne a pedi, a pedi, they take it by force. They don't come in, you know, Father, please. No. Yeah, Nyamima. You better start talking the language of the kingdom. That is the only language the devil understands. Praise the name of the Lord. King Kai, James 4:7.
Submit yourself therefore to God.
Submit yourself therefore to God.
Resist the devil.
You see, before you can submit, before you can resist the devil and the devil comply, first, you need to be submitted to the Christ. So it confirms what I talked about. You cannot use an authority you are not submitted to. The authority will not work. You cannot use an authority you are not submitted to. It will not work as it should. Reason. They are not submitted to the name. Bosunsum ni boye sudia. In Sanchrenia and Kewasi sino intimacy completely. Because they are not submitted to the name. Daniel! And as we be so, we want to say, Yesu Adam. Yesu Adam, but I'm watching in a power. Yesu Adam, Chalia Shannon, are you Esifum? Adam. Adam, you will. I was your purpose and you teach you the grace of God. You can't grace, I'm just your own. It is the enabler, it is the propeller, it is the springboard. You know, the grace enables the enabling power. That is grace. What are you reacting for? You talking grace? Grace in your mouth. In your mouth, baby. I'm baby. Piania! Telling you the heart of God. Wake up. This is a new day. You want to be a child of God. The day you even lifted your hands to be a Christian, that day you became a target to the devil. So you are in a warfare. Every day is war. Now reading through. Every day. Daily. It doesn't stop. When you soon tell, Tinam say Bobra etene, live a holy life, a righteous life. Because if you live a righteous life, 1 Peter 3:13 works for you. If you do good, who can hurt you? Simple. Same the anyhow. If you do good, Chirotoho, King Gaomeminti, Chirotoho. If you do, Uya Papa, why in the how? Zabei for Hame. Obi says, why? We're ranked from principalities to Satan to powers to everybody. If you do good, who shall harm or hurt you? Gaomeminti.
1 Peter 3:13. And who is he that will harm you?
And who is he that will harm you?
If you be followers of that which is good.
If you are a follower of that which is good. Who will harm you? He is asking the question. In Nigeria. Now why? And we are behind. Say, "Mudi papa echira." Why never? He's asking you a very important question. I'm telling you. Let me tell you something very interesting. You can see a very holy person, a great person. They fear God, they love God. And something catastrophic can happen to them. In the sight of God, that is not catastrophe. That is a blessing. All things work together. The good, the bad, the ugly, the worst. It works together for the good of them that love them, to them that are the called according to his purpose. It will be on more or some radu a dear be a ye fidem kika bonne or training went through. But what means that be catastrophic and in the see that particular thing? It been a two or for Paul, and he said, I besought the Lord three times to take it out of my life. And the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weaknesses. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. King Andrew in the moment.
Nasa wudi papetria.
Wobia! Wudi papetria.
Why not obehamo?
Obi sasa, why not obehamo? Ubi di papetria. Why not obehamo? Sesofu bi okone, Lady Alberta muku preachi wo baby. And Dano Kwesi Donin and Yirin Abaya. So whilst they came, he said, let the soft mommy bring greetings to the church. And soft mommy took the mic and said, hello church, God bless you. I have been working throughout the weekend. I thank God that this Sunday I decided to come with my husband just to share fellowship with you and all that. And then, you know, it was a very thick atmosphere of the anointing after worship. And so, you know, whilst he was talking like the anointing, so she fell. And then they took the microphone. The man of God took them and preached. Her husband preached. I feel you preach every year, pursue now, pursue, pursue now, pursue. A check in the pause, there's no pause. She's dead. In church, that you don't call it attack, it's a blessing. And Kremu Fuo could have been said, Kremu Nichem Naka Bona, they believe that is his fate. The Christofu Nisa Jena. Wouldn't it say, Trini Fuo, a sombo, precious at the death of a saint in the eyes of Ontia? And so we feel that some of the things you call bad to God is a blessing. I'm telling you, some of the things that, and if you will see it that way, most of the mornings and when you're mere disappointed, whoa, ah, yeah, Junior, who you? Susuni, you were disappointed. A quambens, quambeni, yami fast, you disappointed. Whoa, ah, there be, yeah, who knew you? Hallelujah. Yeah, why now will be an answer, Quansu? We need my catch. It's just a matter of time. A Danny Druho. Na kufidro mo pa mo mpa yimfira no pa nkosia no pa ebre naso. Papa Ida Hosa before he died said, when I die, after 24 hours, if you pray and I don't come back, stop praying. I am gone. I have seen the glorious kingdom and it's too beautiful for me to return. So 24 hours they kept him. They sent all his sons and daughters, you know, name all the big names, church and church fathers and mothers in this country. They all went there. Before 24 hours, they lifted prayer in his bedroom. He was lying on his bed. They lifted prayer. All his sons and daughters from around the world, they all came. After 24 hours, he didn't come. Doctor Kura Obemba, but he went, he didn't come back. So you call that death. Brichiabo, Azamatu Yenyo. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a particular scripture, you know, and I will want to read it, and it's Luke chapter 18. We were going to take it really down. I want us to read, and then we'll go to today's scripture and read for 13 verses. You know, Luke chapter number 12, verse number 28, sorry, to 30. Luke 18, 28 to 30. The Bible said, then Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, verily, I say, verily, I say unto you, there is no man. There is no man that have left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake who shall not receive a manifold more in this present life and in the world to come, life everlasting. We are can we actually we say as in a mere disappointment and say niemen kuyi and come amen to be when you money pa niemen kuyi man. God has been extremely kind and too good to you. I'm telling you, extremely good. When I had the accident this morning, I said to myself, then we are extremely blessed under the covenant of the Lord. The covenant blessings of Injiremu Injirangua. For 4 years now, we have never heard bad news. 4 solid years. No bad news in our ears. You shouldn't take the grace of God for granted. Hallelujah. Will you can guide? Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 27. Yehoni yedifri, ahumpechiri is the head then. We'll have to understand that your life is knit and tied together. I don't know why you came here. Many of you, I'm telling you, man, your book quotation now will be need the edge to write or document. When you're serious, when we leave here, you must continue your research. When we leave here. Will you come empty?
I hope that you are a TFSM. And I used to see the same for the say.
Yes, you catch a young Yashia and I say.
So if I saw the material,
yeah, or person where you're Christo me.
Manon Panahuachi.
Only Panam, I was for Panahuachi.
No man, I send you.
That person will have to forsake himself. You didn't come. Look at the way self has taken over. Self-interest, self-aggrandizement, selfish gain, selfish interest. It's me, myself, and I. Even our prayers are all self. When was the last time you prayed for orphans? When was the last time you prayed for widows? When was the last time you prayed for people in the hospitals? When was the last time you prayed for health workers? When was the last time you prayed for this country apart from coming to church? Your prayers are even selfish. Selfish! You have forgotten there is a kind of prayer or a category of prayer known as intercessory prayers. Intercession have left our churches. We don't intercede anymore. Nobody intercedes. How many people this morning made an intercession for the suffering children in Yemen right now? Daniel! Udima is out. We suffer crown mumpire man. That is why we are too selfish. Suffering that bread or pursue what tenacity, but people are on him. And you know, sometimes I ask myself, I am only one person. The pastor is only one person. The prophet is only one person. And there are almost 20 churches wanting to invite him in one man. How is that going to be possible? How? Because of selfishness. We want him. The man is telling you, no, I am tired. I cannot come. So, Papa, you don't hold me. When in a brother, who don't even see her crack? That is selfishness. He is coming to be a blessing, but because of your selfish interest, we are pushing him to the wall. And when he collapses and he's paralyzed and he's in his room, you will look for another man of God and switch church. Selfish. So Jesus is saying that if any man will follow me, let him forsake self. Self will have to go away. You don't have to come here and say, Nadine Minya, what will I get out of what we are doing? I'm telling you. See, that is why it is becoming very difficult for us to get instrumentalists in this church. We need a bass guitarist. We will need a trumpeter. We will need a trombonist. We will need an acoustic, you know, a rhythm acoustic, announcer, a lead guitarist, and all that, you know. But we cannot bring them here because most of them are womanizers and drinkers and all kinds of people. We don't want to bring them here. These guys sitting here, it's not for self. Yeah, mama capre. As they're sitting down. They come here with their Bibles to come and study. Self doesn't come in. And you want to be a new mujina ho? Munchen a mumfire de Mayayo. Yenchen me. You say, no, Naba. I saw for to me come, Humbum, William, Rita, Comfort, Lizzie, Sesu, Amedi, Asamoa. Yes, ye 50 days prophetic all night. Ye cha. Would you 10%? You tear instruments, baby. Therefore, you guys have turned into commodities of trade. Chasm natural. We are off. That person will have to. You cannot marry a girl because she works in a bank. You are receiving proposal. Be careful. I'm telling you, be very careful. People want to marry you because of your father's position. People want to marry you because of your father's status, your mother's status, because they see your father has properties and you are the only daughter. And grandfather, no matter calculate, what trust that calculate very, very far. So okay, ni papa nya stroke wa, enje ubi so wa. E da ni baba bidin nche, mene beema. Into an me make decisions. Many was make not doing that say because of selfish interest. Period. A lot of people now can rush into alabaster because now they realize that God is lifting us and God is blessing us, raising us from the dust and all that. And they are rushing in because of selfish interest. If I'm in alabaster, okay, if I sing in alabaster, you know, I'll sing on television and radio and internet, okay. Yeah, yeah. People will see me, then I am connected. Selfish interest. That is why so many marriages are collapsing. They get in there and they realize that their selfish conception was not so. They get disappointed. The sun is bright and everything is wonderful. Why? Because not doing so, papa being a stroke. I feel papa can see. Selfish. I'm telling you, those who be out, or person will dimmer, you know, you will panic. I'm telling you. So many people, they came around, they realized that, hey, church, no my you. It was all quiet, and all that kind of thing. I'm about 1, 2. I'm telling you, do you know how long? I'm talking about years. I'm a mangrophone, a man can see it. Your mangrophone, your air condition, born hunger, dear near the Becotto. Oh, dear near. Yamisika ye nini basa basa ko Pentecost ne ko bisa with this guy ye two san ye rock all free will come e pa move free adwuma mo mo mpe sika dit for at that's your Pentecost they don't joke with be here with this guy by heart be am ne ne nya adwuma sika ne tire in nim church be here with sika wa Ghana as a Pentecost. There is not even the Catholic Church. Church of Pentecost is the most wealthiest church in this country. Yet, you need to go home. You even home sale. This canoe, you 15 cities. Now, 1 city, you be you presiding elder. You disca. You will dick it to a bit me a dick a seer. As I bring my message to a close, I need you to understand. If you go into marriage with selfishness, it will collapse. The beer is about you. You will have to learn to compromise, to think about the interest of the other person. The other pioneer. That is why I'm going to compound house. If you write you which be an chat light bill, I'm against you prepaid. And then I'll chat my selfish. We are no better house with your Christian. That is why your prayers are not being answered. You will have to eliminate self-interest. You will have to go out of the picture. It's not about you. It's about the interest of everybody. When it's like that, then there is no self. Then the glory of God takes over. It was will be our person who are me, Christ, to cheat me. Anybody who wants to be a disciple of Christ must first deny yourself. Deny selfish gain. Deny self. It has to go out. One time I remember we used to work with a particular person. She came to me and said, but ministry near Kesia may dear na minya free. Now Miss Wem is as a man or a mate every day, no. Ashen come a casa tier timono. Men Wem is as a median minyans a woo. Wem is an and it is not surprise that those people are not with us. Because of selfish gain. You are in a relationship and everything is about it. Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you text me? Why didn't you WhatsApp me? Why didn't you come to visit me? And then when I say thank you, you didn't say thank you. When I said I love you, didn't you? You are too selfish. Jesus put the solution very interesting. I quoted it. I'm going to repeat it. Whatever you will have others do unto you, start first by doing so for them. You want to be treated nice, treat others nice. You want to be treated good? Treat them good. You want to be treated with respect? Treat with respect. Then it comes as a reciprocity or a ripple effect back to you. That is what it is. We are demanding something we don't even have. How can somebody produce something you don't have? I want to be respected. I'm the man of the house. Then take care of your business. Now he's talking business here. He's not talking about dividends. He's talking about profit here. Isn't it interesting that Jesus is connecting gain to salvation, redemption, emancipation, regeneration? Isn't it amazing? God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, he rewards. He waits to the day of reckoning or accountability to render his rewards. You need to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The second time he's saying that we were aketia. Back to Luke chapter 18:28-30. If you have money, support the gospel. Build a house, take care of your family, invest, but support the gospel. Orthodox food mommy are very smart. This chair donated by Mr. and Mrs. Apia family. We donated by Ajimai family. Woman at Dubai. Woman, you're very sharp. Woman, orthodox for no. Woman, you're very sharp. Adiano Badanin Kaye fed Dumsi, a radifi, a brebia, a bear was when Yamitun and Iras on the Moha, Uhuna Dianwa, not Tunshira, and got to say any panas. Charismatic, no prophetic, see Mutimo day because of false prophets at Dumusika. Yakiska Samos Honokano. Sika and Tina, who ye the Anija, you done 30 Akrabeta, Mamewa, what to actually. Enunti, Enna, Sikano, Siti, we are with Yanakese. Generous towards the work of God. Oh yeah, he that watereth also shall be watered. A liberal soul, the Bible said, shall be fat. You give, it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men will give to your bosom. When you know that God has not made you visited the hospital for over 2, 3, 4 years and all that, you've not thought about it. Jacob Fahore, just one day, 8 million, 800 Ghana, she free won chain when I wadom almost who be run one motia over 15 years ground hospital na a drew num be with you ya dear betcha who be sudden echo. God has been this good to you, and it comes to his work. You cannot support the work of God. Who are won't preach it? Yes, so if I go preach in your concert as moon from 3 years soon call a chilia. How are you going to be blessed? See, 28
no
30
is
the last verse.
Now,
let's read Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3. That will be our scripture for today, very quickly. And then I want you to read only English, very sharp, and then we will pick it up. Ephesians 1 from verse 3.
Blessed be the Father and blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Bible said, blessed be the Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Who has blessed us?
Who has blessed us
with all spiritual blessings?
So the blessing, it starts not with Mercedes, it starts not with BMW, it starts not with a Maserati. Who has blessed us with all spiritual? So your cast will be a blesser and your physical and your tangible blessing starts with spiritual blessings. We will take our time and talk about spiritual blessing. When we say spiritual blessing, what are we talking about? The Bible talks about, you know, in Shani Hom and here for one Enna or so in any of that. We will connect these two scriptures. Can you mean to you?
With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
In heavenly places.
In Christ.
Read it. We don't have time. We
according
are reading
as he has chosen
13
us.
Verses. Well, let's go.
According as he has chosen us in him
according
before the foundation.
As he has chosen. All the other faiths, they have to study this particular text. They go like, but how is it that God is unfair that is because we are chosen. And we choose chosen
before the foundations of the world.
You were chosen in Christ before the foundations of the world. In other words, before the world began, you were chosen.
That we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
That
we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
That
we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
But Romans chapter 1, verse number 21. Was here one quasi agony. Tell you, Romans 1:21. Can you remember me? Tell me also. I'm going to confuse.
If it's only when you're coupon,
if it's only when you're coupon,
now so I'm sharing
when you're coupon. No, I'm not saying.
Number one, I'm doing a quasi agony.
Oh, my dear,
I'm quasi
agony. Oh, baby, I'm quasi agony. What about Copaya, Ghana? Ghana! One quasi agony, mupi. Quasi agony, mupi. Ghana. I'm telling you. I'm invested in some not a total be brief. I'm in Nibre. Shenny Pebby said, Attention, be a bubun or man, I'm doing one intimacy. Sanka Mijina, hey, meet me make defamatory statements about certain people. What do you think I'm doing? And people are walking about because they are. There be a Mikasa, so we'll be a person with the Urukasamo. Now we'll get away with the laws of the Republic of Ghana. Join a political party. There will! Come to your defense, make it partisan, petty politicking, and water it trivialize, and it becomes just a foolish case. I would therefore go back to Ephesians. Say, I would therefore
Ninipa, one who nears him,
and Nipa, one who nears him,
Nenim.
To Yam Kupon, per se, you said you're catching Abraham. Many of Raditya Yampon, Nante Benim, Neyep. San Opesi and Nantin and him. Who be our Christo Yusua Tono aboarding Tia? Who be a Christo Yusua Tono aboarding? We are Omutini. Number two. Yea, 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 be hunu se wonyansa cry. Ube hunu se wonyansa cry. And that is why people get so disappointed. They come to church, they look at a very fine lady, Holy Ghost, karabashanda bakaya kobakata. Still, they marry them, they take them home, and they realize that they are just useless containers. Let me tell you, when somebody asks your hand in marriage, they should be asking for a complete woman. You are a friend. You are an entrepreneur. You are a businesswoman. You are a creative mind. You are an astute being. You are a cognitive being. You are an innovator. You are an inventor. You are a Proverbs 31 woman. You go into a home. You are a wife. You are a mother. You are a grandmother. You are a great grandmother. You are an inspirer, a life coach, a mentor. You go in there and deliver. Not only at Topa. In other words, if that is your only speciality, then dogs are more special in that field. I'm telling you the heart of God. You better grow. You know, I said this and I'm going to say it to close with it. If you refuse to use your head as a woman, it is in between your thighs that suffers. I'm telling you. Use your head. I was telling the people on Vision One this morning that, you know, as of mommy be brave, woman was woman kunun ma mane, a frang was see them, heading runny idea, but woman to me, woman can cry in you. The reason is because, okay, we be jaw, are you starting life all over again? Because who need my. As of my catch, I'm going to compare you, man. If you have your business, if you have your trade, you have something you are doing, you wake up in the morning and you go to, oh, when you're my bola. And you go out to work. You don't just sit around the place painting tomorrow or so and sit in the room. You will know what I'm saying is the truth. I'm telling you, you better roll your sleeves and let's get to work. I know so many widows. When they became widows, they became useless. Because onye ejuma da. Onim said ye ejuma. Ena baby a nimfia kudu sese in won't be ejuma. It is so ni kunu we wam ya. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You better wake up. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. If salt loses its taste, what shall it be salted with? It is good for nothing. Men throw it down and trample upon it. You better wake up and make yourself productive. Wake up. There comes a time your husband must be able to say, we need a tramichake. But if your wife is not doing anything, how are you going to do a crow a gym from man? Oh, please wake up. Say amen. Kinds of last verse in Ephesians chapter 1 or kinds of last verse. He has chosen us to be holy and righteous. No. Your choice. When he chose you, this is what he chose you for. He has chosen us to, yeah. Can you in a camera?
But said the Oye, when you move and son or share, we are saying, say, and yeah, hotel for Ninipa, one who near assembling him.
Yeah, hotel for Ninipa, who near some, I want any kind of
now. Oye, yeah, to her, set on them, yes, Christ will superfire and abayimu. Said, yeah, nipper and his
way to us on them, yes, Christ will adopt us. Adoption, camera for I need that particular one. Tune you, 13. Do verse 13 will make a very powerful revelation. Or said, wherefore we are trusted. Trusted! You need to come to that place. That is why when I meet a Christian man and I want to marry that person, God trusts that person, therefore I must trust that person. Trust. Come on into you.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself.
So we have been adopted by Jesus Christ. Can verse 13 me and boom.
In whom ye are trusted.
In whom? In Christ we are trusted.
After that ye heard the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation.
He didn't say you heard the word of God. Or say you heard the word of truth. The gospel of salvation. You're preaching. God. You are trusted. Jesus, because we hear Jesus, attention. Come into you.
I am the true vine.
I am the true vine.
And my Father is in the husbandman.
Kind.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.
Listen to the word of
and
God.
Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it,
every
and that it
branch
may bring
that
forth.
Bears fruit, it he prunes it so that it can bear much fruit.
Now you are clean through the word.
You are clean because of the word which have been preached or you have heard. Go ahead.
Abide in me.
Abide in
and
me.
I in you. And as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine.
No more can ye.
No more can ye.
Except ye abide in me.
Except you abide in me.
I am the vine.
I am the vine. Ye are the branches.
He that abideth
in me. He that abides in me and I in him.
The same bring forth
the same in ye. If you abide in him and he abides in you, then you will
bring forth much fruit.
Dear.
For without me ye can't do nothing.
Without him you can do nothing. Read down what Scripture will become.
If a man abide not in me,
if a man does not abide in Christ,
he is cast forth as a branch.
He is cast forth as a branch,
and is withered.
And is withered.
And men gather there.
That is why so many people are in church, but they are dead. Tiasie will be brewers on them because they cannot abide in the vine to bring more fruit. So you can ask me a punk.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.